Tom Crowley's the CEO at Signature Bank. Justin wanted to check on his money, Tom, so if you could, you know, just see what he's got left, that would be swell. But welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
And we heard from Justin setting this up that you've got a very unique volunteer program going on. What's the inspiration for it?
Well, you know, actually, we've, as a family, we've been doing it for many years, and we've had the business since 95. And as the years have gone by, you know, you've probably seen more and more people are into the giving spirit at their workplace. So in 2014, we just decided to formalize it and bring it to the workplace. And it's been a great success for us as well as for the community.
Well, take us, Tom, take us through this. At NBX, you guys do computer hardware, and
correct.
First tell us what that is, and then tell us what your employees are offering up to not-for-profits and others with their volunteering.
Sure. Again, we started the company in 95, and we provide technology developers who deploy their software on some sort of hardware systems, like cybersecurity software, media streaming, high-density data storage, and so... Part of just our employee experience is to provide this MBX Cares program, and it consists really of an umbrella of three different areas. MBX Serves allows people to go out and take a day out of work paid by the company and go out and serve in a particular foundation or school or something of that nature. We also have MBX Helps, which is we find certain causes, or we'll do like an MS walk or walk for Wrigley or Ditka Dash, things that. And also MBX donates, so we have certain foundations and institutions where we donate monetarily. So that comprises the whole program, and it's administered actually by my daughter, Shay.
Nice.
That's your family business based out of Libertyville. You know, Tom, MBX, it's interesting, too, because you think about these things when you talk about schools or churches or organizations. One area that they just can't ever get ahead because of budgeting issues and money being tight is technology, trying to get to serve people online or trying to build their technological footprint. So it is important for MBX to be able – more than just volunteering. It's actually something that these people need.
Exactly. You know, and we're blessed to have the employees that we have. We're excited about going out and doing this type of work. We have Andrew Barth is one of our systems engineers who's been at the company, God, almost 20 years now. And he's able to, one of the things he helped out on was the Poetry Center of Chicago, updating their computers and doing data backups. Another one of our project managers, Danny Kushner, he's excellent at business presentations and went and coached students up at Mundelein High School in their business incubator program. Another example is we have an account manager who's multilingual, and she provided translation services for an organization that pairs Mexican orphans with sponsor godparents in the U.S.
That's very cool.
So, Yeah, it's working out, and it's expanding. You know, we're looking across the company to see what other personal and, you know, professional skills that people have that, you know, could be more widespread throughout the community. So it's exciting. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, Tom, I know you just listed some of the amazing employees, but I'm sure not everyone always knows they want to be a part of a volunteer thing until it happens. Have you seen some people that maybe dragged their feet initially, but then once they did it, they thought, okay, now I see what you're doing here. This is really cool.
Absolutely. That's been one of the coolest parts of the rollout is, you know, people who you might not think want to participate or maybe have a little hesitation because, you know, maybe they're not as extroverted as other folks in the company, and then they end up signing up for one of the opportunities, and they get out there and they're like, wow, this is just so much fun. And it's also it brings, you know, it's an interdepartmental thing, so you'll have sales working with the warehouse people and accounting working with HR, supply chain working with, you know, the engineers.
It's
so there's that. Yeah, it's really, really fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm really excited about the program.
As a company, you know, for you, when you think about what it takes now, the competitive nature of hiring, do you think more about the professional and personal skills that are brought to you by a potential employee beyond just what they give to your company? If somebody comes in and says they also can, you know, they put on the bottom of their resume, you know, the other personal skills, is that something that you consider now because of this program?
Absolutely, and even more and more. That's a great point. We, you know, it's become just unexpected byproduct of this program that when people are considering us, obviously it's a super tight job market, so they're looking for companies that more and more, can they provide me with some type of a community service or outreach program beyond bringing my skills to just my job? And so, you know, more and more as we're talking to prospective interviewees, they're saying, you know, another part I'm really interested about your company is the MBX Cares program. I'm really, you know, I like to be part of something like that. And, you know, it's one of the reasons that's helped people decide to come work for us. So, you know, it was unexpected, but it's definitely helping.
Right. Now, there's more than just a clipboard and your daughter involved in this. So for companies that are listening that would like to know, can they contact her about maybe the bumps in the road that have come up and how to set up a program like this?
Sure. You could easily contact her, myself. Be happy to really share any parts of our program with anybody who's interested. It's you know, it's always a work in progress because there's no end to any, you know, volunteer activities, and so, you know, we're always looking for new ways to roll it out and to keep employees interested. You know, we have annual service hour goals now as part of our, you know, annual planning program. And so, yeah, absolutely. We'd be happy to talk to anybody who's interested in learning more about
us. Just call you at MBX or shoot you an email, or what's the best way to do that?
Sure. You could shoot me an email at tom@mbx.com, or that'd be fine. And I could, Shay and I would be happy
to your daughter, and your daughter could take over because she knows what she's doing.
That's much more than I.
Yeah, you got to run a company. It's great that she's doing the work, too, because that's a very important thing, and you're doing something innovative in volunteering that we don't hear about every day. So congratulations for the success at MBX Systems, and
really
thanks for coming on.
It. My pleasure. Happy Friday.
All right, man. All the best. There you go. He may be too nice a guy. He may be too good a guy.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's such an interesting way to think about
volunteerism. It's a cool way to do it.
There's still the standard, and we're going to hear more about that today, but, you know, to think about the personal skills you bring to the job and how you can actually volunteer is a great addition to the workforce.